Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Dream Playwright. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. If you know where you want to be in terms of your writing career, but don't know how to get there, which is a pretty common scenario, here's an interesting way to figure out how to get there. You start from the destination. I've had you do visualizations about where you see yourself writing, and the purpose of these sessions, or what I wanted you to get out of it, was a clearer picture in your mind about where you want to end up. Not just physically where, like where you want to live and where you want to write, but what you want to have accomplished. Your grand vision is important for this too. If you've taken the time to write out your grand vision, you'll be one step ahead here. But for today, think of what your destination is and put yourself there. Of course, there's not just one destination in your life. It's not like you just publish a book and then go live on a yacht and you're done and just pack it in because there's nothing more to do. When I say destination, I mean the next stage of your journey, a place where you can look back, feel proud of how far you've come, take a breath, maybe relax for a little while, and enjoy where you are. Somewhere where the overarching feeling is of having accomplished something. So put yourself there in your mind. Now, how did you get there? What was the very last step you took toward getting there? And what led to you taking that step? As you trace your journey backwards, you might discover some things. You might discover that it was easier than you thought. You might discover that there was an extra step involved you never thought about. And you might realize that there is more than one way to get to where you're going, or that the journey is going to be a lot more fun than you thought. But make this as realistic as possible for yourself. We're not used to thinking of getting somewhere in reverse. So what this exercise forces you to do is switch your thinking. And by working backwards, you're activating different parts of your brain than you normally do. This causes you to see something that you've always looked at from only one perspective in quite another, and enhances your creativity and problem-solving skills, and this will also lead you to new ideas. So trace your journey backwards until you get back to today. Feel free to write down the steps you took to get to your destination, or I should say, to get back from your destination, all the stages you went through. Then when you're finished tracing, take a look at what you wrote. Guess what? This gives you a starting point to fulfill today's commitment to act, because now you'll have a better idea of what you need to do. The trick now is to actually do it. At least take the first step. What I'd like to call your attention to here is that this is an example of how all the six commitments are important and all support each other. Because Monday's commitment to know plays a large role here. Knowing yourself really acts as the foundation of your journey through these commitments. When you're clear about where you're going, it makes it that much more real and that much more attainable. So if you haven't done any exercises around Monday's commitment to know, please listen to some of Monday's past episodes. It's important that you write out your grand vision and your personal mission statement, and even sit down and do some of the visualizing I've talked about, taking in all the details of your destination. And I would love to hear about how this exercise of tracing your journey backwards from the destination worked for you. Did it help you? What did you discover about the possible paths to getting to your destination? Please go to dreamplaywright.com/forum/act. dreamplaywright.com/forum/act and join the discussion. The question I posted is, what did you discover when you started at your destination and worked your way backwards? We can all benefit from each other's knowledge, wisdom, and support, and that's exactly what the forum is for. Thanks for listening today. Remember, Dream Playwright is your program, so if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.